Hello, welcome to the Hard Questions Only podcast. I'm your host, Thomas Edgman, and I think this is going to serve as a bit of an introduction. So, a little bit about me, although I don't particularly like talking about myself. I'm on the cusp of 30. My day job is an analytical chemist. I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I have a mathematics degree. So I got a nice variety there, I guess, according to most people. So what is this this podcast? What's it for? Why am I doing this? I feel like I spend a lot of time personally listening to podcasts, watching podcasts. Some of the more popular ones, like Joe Rogan, and also some more obscure ones, less popular ones. And I feel like there's, you know, across the entire spectrum, both left-leaning and right-leaning and everywhere in between, it seems that there is a little bit lack of real deep rigor when it comes to talking about topics, analyzing topics, trying to understand, you know, larger trends within, you know, socio-political issues. And I figured I would try my hand at digging a little deeper. I don't know how fruitful this will be, to be honest. Because digging for sense and, you know, kind of implies that I believe there is some there to be found, which I don't think is always the case, at least not on a, you know, large meaningful scale. But I think it is absolutely worth the effort at the end of the day. I will release this at the same time that I release the first episode. I understand that no one's going to listen to this introduction and immediately want to, you know, subscribe or, you know, follow the podcast. I haven't always been into politics. I registered to vote when I was 18 through the mail in my home state of Florida. And I registered as a libertarian, which is more or less what I would call myself, even now, 11 years later. But I feel like increasingly we are heading in a direction where, overarching political identities like that, like Republicanism, you know, being a Democrat, being a libertarian, being a socialist is, you know, I don't feel like they're, I feel like it's ultimately just less simple to really describe ourselves in such a simplistic way. The world is more complicated every day, more interconnected every day, more nuanced every day. And I don't know anyone who wholly subscribes to, Republican platform or the Democratic platform or even Libertarian platform or whatever other political party you could name. So it feels less and less productive to use, you know, political identification like that. But I guess if I had to, again, I would consider myself a libertarian. And we can go into how I go about establishing that in a later episode, I think. I think I would also like to make this more rigorous by having some type of loose script or hard talking points. Some people are admittedly, you know, very good at speaking off the cuff. Very well, but I don't think, speaking about things from memory really lends to conversational rigor, and especially if you want to be like follow, hard logic of things and reasoning. So I think these will be scripted to some degree. I also think that, you know, writing things beforehand obviously gives you more time to think about them more deeply. So I'll probably go in that direction. Obviously, that may change if I end up having guests on in some form or another. That may be more ad-libbed. I don't know. That's, you know, putting the cart a little bit before the horse, which is probably my toxic trait. Yeah, I hope you find this podcast interesting and worth your time. I really not sure what type of time goal I'm going to shoot for. Probably, if I'm going to be by myself, a half hour. Because I don't, you know, I'm not prepared for Joe Rogan status yet, and I'm not sure anybody wants to listen to one single person speak for an hour plus. For the most part. So, with that, thanks again, and I will see you for the first episode.